Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
The gang's all here. Back from a great weekend.
Oh, timeout. I think Jose Abreu just hit another dinger.
You know, I knew that was coming. I didn't think it would have happened 10 seconds into the show. Maybe 20.
Dingers!
There's another one!
Oh, man!
4 in a row! 6 in the series!
How you feeling today?
I feel good.
Yeah?
How
you feeling personally? Then we'll get to your team. Okay.
Yeah. Look, it's the sun's out. It's hot. Summer's still
it's
here.
It's really hot out.
I get to talk to you and Black and Abdallah about the Cubs and Sox, and I'm sure hot takes are going to be flying fast and furious.
Get your hot take here.
And we want the fans to comment too on how you feel. I think that's a good starting point. That Waddle just threw out. Cubs and Sox fans.
How you feel?
How do you feel?
How you feel?
I love baseball fans because, of course, if you poll a question after a 3-game series, not a big sample size, Sylvie. You can't make any judgments about a 3-game series. That could do it. Nope.
How about all the work that needs to be done in the bleachers from all the destruction that the White Sox did to your bleachers?
Yeah, they just pounded a bunch of dents.
How about that?
I think we're almost at the halfway point, right, of the season anyway?
I think we're close for most teams.
You know, the Cubs are 17-10. I believe the White Sox are 17-12. So we're almost at that 30-game mark here. And if we play 60, so we're basically at the 60-game mark. So it's not just how you feel after 3. How do you feel about your team right now?
I ask you. 312-332-3776. You said you feel good. Personally, how do you feel about your baseball team?
I feel good because I believe there is going to be a postseason in our future for Cubs fans. But I feel like I'm in the movie Groundhog Day because it's the same discussion with a flawed Cubs team. And I've been in worse situations as a Cubs fan where my team had no hope. But, Waddle, I really believed going into this series and going in really to the Milwaukee series, going back to that series. And I knew the Cubs weren't going to play a 13-3 pace all year. I get baseball. I know what they are. But I expected better against the Brewers. I expected better against the Cardinals, who are just starting up. And I expected better against the White Sox. And I know this isn't football, where you can run through a wall. And I know it's not the NBA where talent on any given day can just rise to the occasion, that fluky stuff can happen. But what I thought would happen, Waddle, is the Cubs had their best 3 pitchers scheduled against the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs against the White Sox, when it didn't matter in those scrimmages, looked like that they were the over-the-hill team, and the White Sox looked like the young and up-and-coming team. And it looked like two ships crossing in the night. And I thought, okay, now with a good start for the Cubs, that the Cubs had sort of a prove-it chip on their shoulder going into their home series against the White Sox. And it was anything but that. And I feel like Theo has tried. Theo has changed the hitting coach time and time again. Theo has changed the manager, and Theo keeps trying to figure out why his great young hitting core, they're still young, has not really reached their potential year after year after year after what we saw them reach in 16. And again, they're not terrible. They're not terrible.
No, they're not.
But I feel like it's the same thing where they're a good team, they're not great, they're not winning anything this year, and it's just a matter of time before Theo washes his hands of this team saying, I've changed the manager, I've changed the hitting coach, and now it's time to just say the sum ain't as good as the parts.
Yeah, listen, I feel like the way I felt prior to this series – and even really prior to like halfway through that Milwaukee series is this team is good. They'll go to the postseason. They've expanded the postseason. It's almost a certainty that this team is going to get there based on how many teams are going to be allowed into the postseason. I believe if you look on ESPN.com, their playoff possibility is like 96% they get to the postseason. They'll get there. But my question was a week ago, and it's still the same. And I think I know the answer. How damn good is this team? And I think they're good enough to win a bad Central and good enough to get to the postseason, but not good enough to beat the Dodgers or to maybe hang with, you know, the Braves possibly, or, I don't know, the Rockies, if the Rockies are pitching because you know they're going to hit, or even when if they get to the – look, they're not going to beat the Rays or the Yankees or the Twins. They're not in that class, I don't think. So they're good. They're going to probably win their division, and they're definitely getting to the postseason, but how damn good are they? I don't know.
Look, I don't want to take – I was coming at it from a Cubs fan perspective too. I don't want to take anything away from the White Sox.
Oh, that's exciting bunch down there on the south side.
Yeah, like –
exciting.
And here's a question for you, Waddle. We'll take your calls at 312-332-3776. You know, when comparing the two teams, we knew the White Sox were full of great young hitters that are only going to keep going up. It reminds me so much of 2015 with the Cubs, where you just thought waves of talent and just one hitter stressing you after another. And if one guy doesn't get you, the next guy's going to get you. And right now, though, do you have more faith in the White Sox starting rotation? Now, hear me out. Yu Darvish is probably the best pitcher going right now. And look at the way
I don't even think it's close.
How far we've come in a year, you know, especially in the first half of last year. And a lot of people are talking Cy Young for him. You've got Yu Darvish. You've got Kyle Hendricks. What do you have after that right now that you know of? That John Lester now has come back to earth. His velocity is down.
Yes.
Is he going to deliver? What is Alec Mills? Where is Quintana? And Chatwood's not healthy. On the south side, you've got Giolito. You've got Keuchel. So you've sort of got the same starting point as the Cubs. But then now you've got an up-and-comer in Dylan Cease. And we'll see where Lopez goes, and we know what Gio Gonzalez is.
Well, I think on the north side, you've got a one in Darvish. You've got a two plus in Hendricks. You could still have Lester as your three, although he's not who he was, and we saw that against the White Sox bats. I mean, if you're facing a bad Cardinals lineup, or you're facing a benign Brewers lineup that was slumping at the time, that's one thing. When you're facing this White Sox lineup, you're not going to be able to get guys with an 89, 90 mile an hour fastball and just cunning and guile, as they like to say. On the south side, would you say Giolito's a one yet?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So he's a one.
Like, he's not like an elite one right now.
I mean, Darvish is higher up on the grading scale than Giolito, but
I mean, Giolito had a better year last year than Darvish.
He did, but right now, I mean, we're talking about right now. So Giolito's a one. Is Keuchel a two?
Yeah, I think
okay. so. Okay, and then you've got Cease. Do you trust Cease as much as you trust? Cease has got better stuff. He's younger, more velocity. He doesn't have the experience that John Lester has.
They're almost in the same boat, you know. Then the White Sox have the better bullpen.
Well, and the White Sox actually can make up for the mistakes that Cease may make occasionally as a young pitcher, or that Lopez will eventually make. I mean, they've got the bats that can get you out of a hole that your starting pitcher puts you in. I'm not sure the Cubs have displayed the ability to do that.
312-332-3776. Waddle just asked the simple question, how do you feel about your baseball team? How do you feel? Is it two ships crossing in the night? Are you a White Sox fan, and do you feel they could do major damage this year? Giolito told us they're a World Series team this year. That's a ceiling. What do you believe, and what do you think of the Cubs? I think they're good, but I think this is the same old that we've had the last couple of years, where they may reach the postseason, but I don't think they're a threat to win. Yeah. To win much. Mike in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So, kind of just want to start off with, you know, how you know, how different I feel within about 10, 12 games after the Cubs have kind of played in this losing streak and not being able to hit the ball. Kind of shows that, you know, coaching wasn't the only problem that we needed. And we may, you know, maybe Ross isn't the answer. I think it kind of shows that, I mean, we really have not done anything to our pitching staff, bullpen, or starting lineup in a long time. We made minor moves. But, I mean, you take a guy like Yu Darvish, and, yeah, he's got some good stuff. But, you know, you put him on a roster like the Dodgers, and, you know, is he pitching two or three? Is he still number one? Yeah, but look where the Dodgers are compared to the Cubs. You know, they have an ace in Kershaw. I understand he has issues. But I'm saying the Cubs don't have, like, that elite ace that, like, everyone fears in MLB. And I don't understand. I don't know if Ross is the answer to coaching, because you got to have a guy like Javi Baez that is struggling very, very bad, and he continues to stay in the same lineup the same spot in the batting order. You know, Theo and them, they haven't done anything to the bullpen, and we're always going to be slightly above average with this lineup. But until we do anything with getting young, or, you know, we pace a pitcher, an ace, and we identify the bullpen, none of this is going to change. We're going to be that team that's slightly, you know, above average, but they're never going to make a run because they're not deep enough, certainly at the pitching position.
I would argue, though, Mike, that Darvish is an ace right now. What you saw in the second half of last year and what you've seen so far this year in six starts, I think that he is pitching and has now.
And he pitched the World Series Game 7 for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you did see where...
I agree with you guys 100%. I love you, Darvish. But what I'm saying is, you take some of these teams, you take the Gerrit Coles, you take the Clayton Kershaws, like, that's their ace, and then they have that ace, like, sub two, which would be like a Yu Darvish. You put him on the Yankees, he's a two. You put him on LA, you put him as a two. Justin Verlander healthy, he's a two. So what I'm saying is, if you want to be considered a real contender, you kind of have to have two aces that are, you know, one and two. You know, so when you're in the playoffs and you on that three or four man rotation, you get aces back to back days.
Yeah, I like Kyle Hendricks as my two as well. I have no problem with what the Cubs trot out there at one and two.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem.
Question now is, after this great start with the starting pitching, is we knew it would come back to earth, but where is it regressing to? Where is Lester regressing to? Where is Alec Mills regressing to? You know, what is the mean with those guys right now, with Lester at 35, 36? Where is Alec Mills? I know, Waddle, you weren't buying it when Alec Mills was pitching. There's one thing that I'm really passionate about is with the David Ross stuff. David Ross is the answer, okay? So this isn't to mock David Ross. David Ross is the answer at manager. But here's what I want everyone to know. Joe Maddon was the answer, too. They had the answer with Joe Maddon. The reason why this team petered out wasn't because of Joe Maddon. It was because of who they had on the team, that they're flawed, that they're up and down, that sometimes they just don't score. They go through these one- and two-run games as much as they go through these 10-run games. They're seeing a lot of pitchers. They're not hitting a lot of home runs. That they're different style guys. Ross is the answer. Maddon's the answer, but again, what's the last thing that Theo came around to fixing because he wanted to make sure about the lineup? And that's the players. It's the players.
Of course. It's always the players. Now, manager can... Now, listen, I think if you're a fan of the White Sox, you have some questions about some of the decisions that Ricky's making as well.
Saturday, I thought one was going to blow up in his face with keeping a pitcher in there too long, but it didn't. And even Benetti said, he's really rolling the dice. But I'm with you on that, too.
Yeah.
Ryan in Ohio, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rye.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're great.
All right, good. Tommy, I'm out in Ohio, so we don't like the Reds out here.
I don't like the Reds right now either, Ryan.
Didn't they get swept by the Pirates?
Dude, they stink.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to be upset with him now? Is it okay? We're at the halfway point. Can I be mad at my own team? Thank you.
You can. I'm pretty upset with these Cubbies. I've been watching the same thing for 3 years, just like you guys have. The big thing that I come back to is we got good players. We just don't have good situational hitters at all. They're terrible. But I don't know how many times you get bases loaded or a guy on third with less than two outs. They just can't get a run in. Shorten the swing up, make some contact, get the run in. It's not about your numbers right now. That's the thing that's driving me up a wall watching every game. You guys,
I think it's fair. I mean, Sylvie, if I'm you and I'm sitting and I'm watching what that Cubs offense is not doing, it's probably lighting my fuse.
Yeah, no, that's what makes me the most mad. I wasn't like angry about Abreu. I wasn't angry about all the home runs. Like at one point, I tweeted out Saturday night, like the Cubs. The Sox had 9 home runs in the series, and the Cubs only had 9 hits. I was more mad about the 9 hits part. That the Cubs, like, this was supposed to be one of the great offenses. You know, Javi's supposed to be swagging. Chris Bryant's supposed to be at the top or in the middle of the order, being an MVP candidate every single year. Rizzo is Rizzo. You know, Contreras is supposed to be one of those great players. Schwarber's supposed to be a great. It's supposed to stress you out. And everybody is supposed to be hitting. And I know guys go through slumps, but this isn't about this year. This isn't about a 3-game series against the White Sox. This is who they've been for the last 3 years, and it's been frustrating. And until they got Castellanos last year, the same damn thing was happening. So,
I mean, your big guns just aren't delivering. Baez is hitting 200. Rizzo's batting 213. Schwarber's at 230. Contreras is at 215. We all know Bryant's below 200. I mean, your everyday lineup just is, they collectively just have not delivered.
So I've got a poll question about your biggest takeaway. Was it that the Sox are really damn good or the Cubs have major flaws? 312-332-3776. Abreu just was named the AL Player of the Week. Waddle sent us some great drops to play in an Abreu home run montage. You'll hear that next. And then we want to hear from you. How do you feel about your baseball team, Cubs and Sox? And if you're a Sox fan, do you want to talk some trash right now? 332-3776.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
A lot of reaction after the weekend of Cubs Sox.
Take that.
It's been, I think it was like the best record or combined records win percentage wise. That the Cubs and Sox faced each other at.
I know you guys won the third game of the series yesterday, and that had to be somewhat uplifting, but you get through, weren't you, when this was all done yesterday, a little demoralized by how many times the White Sox cracked that baseball out of your stadium? And I'm not trying to be a wise ass right now. I'm just saying, like, that had to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That had to be demoralizing. I wanted them to look better after what happened in the little inner squad scrimmages.
Right.
But again, it wasn't so much the home runs. What bothered me again, Waddle, is who they faced yesterday, and that you know what, I'm looking at a goose egg for most of the game till Schwarber finally connected on a home run. That all weekend, if you're a Cubs fan, you're looking, okay, do we have an answer?
Well, yeah,
okay,
that's been your disappointment for, as you said, the last several years. It's been the lack of consistent offense.
Right. And, whether it's the inconsistency in big run numbers and then those shutout games, or Jesse just texted me the stat about, like, they're fifth in baseball on getting on. They get on base.
Yeah.
They see a lot of pitches. They walk. And then they're 16th getting them in. And as he put it, it's get them on, get them over, get them stranded. You know, it's not get them in.
I tell you what, though, Jesse perfectly previewed what the Cubs were facing with John Lester on the mound as a lefty against that right-handed, that dominant right-handed lineup. I mean, he nailed it. And he said he was very, very concerned that Lester was going to be able to handle those left-handed or the right-handed at-bats. And, boy, was that prophetic.
Yeah, 312-332-3776. Waddle was having fun with the Dong Show from the White Sox. You were sending in. Where were you getting those drops? Was it Friday night that you were sending them?
I don't even know.
When they had like what they
dingers.
Had like seven?
Yeah.
And I hit dingers.
What is the kid's name? This
and
was,
I hit dingers.
I hit dingers. Big Al.
Big Al.
Yeah, I'm Big Al. Where's he
and
from?
I hit dingers.
And then there was really a profane, like, YouTube video that you sent about
Kent
hitting.
Kent Murphy, who's a baseball, he's a baseball, instructor. Yeah, he got his best friend Chucky over there to throw him batting practice and show you how to hit dingers.
So, Abreu was just named AL player of...
Shocking!
...of the week. He had four straight home runs.
He's the MVP this past week of my fantasy baseball team in our little competition, too.
You're racking up the points.
As you remember, he was my number one overall selection. I picked fourth, and all of you guys looked past him, but he was my first selection. And I actually even... I telegraphed that for you as well as the draft was beginning.
You were very big on the RBIs last year.
Yes.
And he had six home runs in the series, and that is, like, I think second in the live ball era for the most home runs in a three-game series.
Do you know what was most, I thought was most entertaining, again, not for a Cubs fan, but for a White Sox fan? Because of the lack of fans in the stadium, you can't hear the noise. It absorbs the sound when the ball hits the bat or the bat hits the ball. It sounded like an explosion on the Robert home runs and then on the Abreu home runs. Dingers.
All right. So you want to hear it? You want to hear the Abreu recap from the weekend?
Can I hit dingers?
Here it is. Six home runs from Abreu. The White Sox take two out of three, and boy, were they hitting dingers.
Jose to right field. Well struck. Very well struck and out of here. Bring him home for the lead. Top six.
That man has a sense of urgency and a flair for the dramatic. He untied the ball game. Kyle Hendricks gives up an opposite field home run, and Jose Abreu comes through once again to lead the way.
See, kids are probably thinking, hey, Kent, what's a dinger derby? Well, that's where I make my stupid friends come out here and throw me pitches all day so I can dingers, like 4,000 or 5,000 of them.
Oh, it hung. Jose in the air, left field, way back. Bring him home again. Look out, Maglio. A cement mixer to beat all cement mixers, and it's 5-2.
Jose got that curveball. It got too much of the plate. Contreras gave him the curveball sign. He patted the ground. He wanted him to bury the curveball. Well, it might have buried the game.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Jose in the air left field. One more time, bring him home.
Well, we told you back in the sixth inning that Jose sometimes takes it into his own hands. We didn't believe at that point that three home runs later, he'd have a perfect night, 4-for-4 with a walk, and three bombs.
The only thing you need to know about a dinger derby is two things. Number one, yell out a catchphrase after each dinger. Let that pitcher know he's stupid. Number two, run the bases. Just because it ain't a game don't mean you can't disgrace his family.
And I hit dingers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There you go.
That's isn't fantastic. That good? Woo! I'm Big Al, dingers. And I hit dingers.
Yeah, he's Jose Abreu.
I'm Big Jose Abreu, and I hit dingers.
Someone who tweets me a lot is on hold, so he's going by his Twitter handle, Abdallah, on the call, too, wanting to talk trash. Is this right?
Yeah.
448 grams.
448 grams.
What is that? What is that reference to? Fill in the old guy.
That's a whole bunch of weed,
Sylvie. Okay. That's a whole bunch of weed.
And he's in the wild hundreds. What's going on, 448 grams?
Not so much. First off, we want to say we still be strong and we praying for you over here. That's
Thank you.
And then not so much. I just woke up this morning and you would think on TV they would be showing us some love, but all they say is how the Cubs lost 2 to the White Sox, not how the Cubs took 2 over, how the White Sox took 2 out of 3 over the Cubs. So this all right. And we want to thank you for that Eloy trade and that Dylan Cease trade. But besides that, I'm at work, and I didn't have nothing to do but just talk, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Hey, Waddle.
Yeah.
I see you. I know about them concussions. Thanks for catching that ball from them beds.
You got it. My pleasure. Right, thank you.
There you go.
Maybe I could use some of those grams.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
So I tweeted the poll question, what do you believe most after the Cubs-Sox series? A, the Cubs have major flaws, or B, the Sox are really damn good. There's always two sides of the coin.
I voted B because I already knew A. I didn't. That was not a revelation.
That's a great take. That's really good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they have shown you here after going through some ups and downs early on. You know, and it's not just these three games. But it was like, you know, 1 minute the Sox got hot. Then the next minute they went through this slump. And then Keuchel's calling them out. And Ricky's benching Robert. And you're like, okay, are they going to struggle? Are they going to go through this growing pain thing? And now, you know, they went and they won a bunch of games in a row. And I think they're showing you that they're a really good team this year.
They're learning, and I think they're maturing as the season goes on. Like, they didn't look good against the Cardinals. But then, like you said, Keuchel, you know, straightened some things out. And they're doing what they're supposed to do right now, and that's mash. And if they can get, again, I think that I don't know that there's enough in their starting rotation to get them where they want to go this year. There's a good chance they could look a lot like the 2015 Cubs did.
Yep. Can the White Sox do big damage this year? And Cubs fans, can the Cubs do that? 312-332-3776. I've already been accused on Twitter of being overreactionary. I've been accused of being Cap 2.0. So we'll get to all that. Plus, for the caller who said they're not getting any love, the White Sox, I'll prove to you the Sox got national love last night. And Jesse Rogers throws out the notion, could the Cubs be a seller at the deadline? All that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Shout out to everyone listening on this Monday, and a special shout out to our Twitch crew. Got a really good following.
Yeah.
Inside Twitch.
People twitching.
And it keeps me, with me doing the show from home, keeps me connected to you, Waddle.
Yeah.
See you in the First Midwest Bank studio.
Who's it brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Tom Waddle.
Yes.
Chris Black and Adam Abdallah.
Are you guys okay? Everybody, you good in there?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, everybody?
Black, you're a Sox fan, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Great. Oh, great. A lot of home runs there this weekend. Everything good on the north side? I mean,
like Waddle said, they got some repairs to do in the bleachers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
that was a demoralized. I get it. The Cubs are still, what, 17-10, whatever they are? It was like, if you're building up this rivalry, I keep hearing, oh, I know that you don't play in the same division, and I know you won't meet
now
each other.
Now we do. Now we play games that matter. I like this.
Okay.
One day I hope for that to happen, Waddle.
Well, but right now,
this
is the closest thing you've seen to a real rivalry, isn't it? Because of the sprint that is the Major League Baseball season. And the last three of the season could be really, really important for both teams. That was a demoralizing series if I'm a Cub fan, based on that added incentive of wanting to be the king of the town in baseball.
And it wasn't just the Sox. It was your two rivals before that, the Brewers, who are shorthanded, and the Cardinals, who haven't even played, really. You know, that they – would they go 5-7 in the homestand?
Yeah. I thought it was just also – I mean, like, the way that they won the first two games, was just, like – was incredible.
It was.
And Sylvie, yeah. Ian Happ's been carrying this offense, but it's something we talked about on the baseball show last week, is Fangraphs had an article about Ian Happ's numbers and why he's been so successful to this point and how they're not sustainable. It will not keep up at this pace. Because like coming into the weekend, he was like weighted runs created plus. He was like 191. He was one of the top 10 players in baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
On the weekend, he had one hit. So, I mean, has this already started? And the moment Hap isn't hitting and the leadoff spot is in question once again, where are you getting your run production for this offense?
Well, because that's where Javi and Contreras, and then when Chris Bryant returns,
what about
they've
Schwarber?
Got a mash. Right.
Schwarber's not putting up the numbers he put up last year either.
He's the only one that really came up with a clutch hit all weekend, though.
Yeah. Know him, Black. He's streaky. He is what he is. Schwarber will go down at times during the season. Waddle, you hit this on the head last week. He'll go down to 215, 220 at times. And then when he gets hot, he'll go up to 240. But the key is with him is he's going to hit a lot of home runs, and he's going to get on base at about a 35, 34% clip. You know, his average is going to fluctuate. He's going to go through these hot streaks and cold streaks. But he plays now a decent left field, and he's going to score. Will Chris Bryant ever return to an MVP level? Is Javi going to swag again? Is Contreras going to bitch and moan about getting hit and run into outs on the bases? Or is he going to be one of the better players behind the plate?
I feel pretty good that Javi will find his stroke at least some point for a stretch of time. This is who he has been. Now, you had hoped he'd gotten off to a better start than this, but this is a 27-game sample size. And it's basically half of the season. I get it, but this is a different year. And this is a prolonged slump. But I guarantee you there's going to be a stretch in the next 30 games where everyone's high-fiving Javi knocking the baseball out of the park on a daily basis.
Did Wilson Contreras use up all of his power in the practice week? You guys remember that?
Yeah, I know.
Against the Sox, he was smashing the ball, and now it's like...
I love Willie. I love him. But, like, when he got hit by a pitch, when was that? Like, in the first inning of the game, and he's already bitching and moaning, but I think it was Lopez who hit him. Take your base, dude. You haven't gotten on base enough. Take your base. What are you posing? What are you mugging for? And why are you mad? You got on base. It was a 3-2 count. He brushed you back earlier. He hit you. I don't know. Sometimes he does a lot of chirping. And I love him. I do. But I'm just, what about you, Abdallah? Are you worried about, have you lost confidence in Javi's swag?
No, not at all. Never, ever, ever. Javi.
What's his
Javi's,
average now?
Javi's just keeping 200. That swag stored up. Listen,
swaggy 200.
Listen, this nice little third place team came in and won two games. Big freaking deal. Okay, ooh. Big freaking deal.
Swaggy 200.
Big freaking deal. Okay, can enjoy your little two.
Not only
game
did they
streak.
Win two out of three, they made you
okay,
wear
so
it for
what?
Two out of
a
the
loss,
three.
It doesn't. It's not like they got 2.5
you're
wins
right.
out of it.
You're
one
right.
Win
in
is
the
one
standings,
win.
One thing, but yeah. like if
they
you
walked
in
a third place team, yeah. they walked out a third place
yeah,
team.
You turn
Tommy.
Your. You, yeah, I okay? know. You take your Cubs jersey and you put it on inside out. And you
right.
walk home
they
after
walked,
that series.
They, listen, the last. You're only
I'm
as good
saying.
As your last game, and the last game. W, okay? W with
wow.
an extra U for you, Darvish. And
I
guess
can't
what?
See his cap. Is that you?
And guess what? They're about to sweep
is that
the
you?
Tigers. About to sweep the Tigers, okay? So don't worry about this. Ain't no thing. Don't worry about it. Javi's coming back, okay? It's not like he's going to slump forever. He's keeping his swag stored in that under the undercarriage of that Toyota.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, okay?
I was wondering
back.
What undercarriage yeah. you were yeah. going
the
to.
The undercarriage of the Toyota where you keep that spare tire. It's not a spare tire. It's just chains. It's just chains and chains and chains.
Waddle,
and
could you
break it out. Don't even worry.
Could you imagine if Abdallah and Cap switched bodies for a day?
I think they
like,
just
like
did.
A bad
like
movie.
We Freaky Friday?
Yeah, but you guys just switched. Could you imagine what that would
Twitter,
be like?
I saw on Twitter, like, after the Cubs won the game, the Cap looked like the Cubs had won the World Series.
What? Oh, really? He was struggling?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was really down. I saw his recap after the Saturday night game.
I was down, too. I got to tell you about my bet, too, later. But I want to get to some calls. 332-3776. Vito on 55. Vito, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? Great good, to hear you guys. Love your show.
Thank you, Vito.
Hey, listen, you know, lifelong Cubs fan. Grew up on the north side. And kudos to the White Sox. Young players came out. They performed. They played. They played like they like a chip on their shoulder. Like they got something to prove. I didn't find the losses demoralizing at all. I would have loved seeing my team win. But you know, what's demoralizing is that we still got millions of people that are losing their jobs. What's demoralizing is that loved ones are falling ill and loved ones are passing away before their time. What's demoralizing that we still haven't figured out some things in this country that, as the greatest country in the world, we should have figured out a long time ago. To me, those are demoralizing, not the fact that a team came in and kicked our ass. Spoken from somebody who loves baseball, who played baseball in high school, played as a kid, 3, 4, 5 games in a day from as soon as we got up to the time that we went to bed and the streetlights came on and that was the cue that we had to get your butt home.
Vito, thanks.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
I mean, we always talk from a sports context.
Of course.
That's never lost on us.
Right. I mean, I thought we were talking about the Cubs-Sox series, not bigger issues.
Right, right.
I mean, we could talk about the bigger issues if you want to call and talk about it. But when I talk about being demoralized as a Cub fan, I'm certainly looking inside the confines of a three-game series with your crosstown quote-unquote rival.
Yes, yes. So. Fred's in Berwyn. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to make it quick. I don't know where that last call went. I'm more on the boat with the caller or the whoever was on before that. Don't mistake the Cubs having a slow, set of games as this Sox team is all of a sudden something better than what they are. I know they're
Fred,
got all the prospects. I know that they got all the young talent, but they can't hang with the Cubs on our best day. So, Sox, you know who you are.
They just whipped your ass.
I'm just saying it. Don't make my boy you go and get that glove out again.
Fred, say it with me. Fred, say it with me. They walked in
a third place team.
They walked out a third place team.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Swaggy 200.
Yes. You are what you are.
You are what your average you said you are.
You can hit all the runs you want to, Jose. You're still in third place.
Fred, I think this team, the Sox, can hang with the Cubs.
Yeah, I think so too.
We asked last week who's the better team.
I chose the Cubs at that time.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Listen, the Cubs' problems now, you said it the last segment, are the same ones that have been driving you crazy now for more than a year. And it's because they set the bar at a high, high level. I get it. They won a World Series. They went to three, NLCSs. But they set the bar high. And the problems that you saw so far against better teams are the ones you've seen the last year and a half.
All right. I got to play you passing, giving some love to the White Sox. For those people who say ESPN never gives love to the White Sox, and we're getting somewhere with the trash talk now. Let's light it up at 312-332-3776. And Waddle, you convinced me of something that saved me a lot of cash.
Excellent.
That's coming up next. The 2 o'clock hour brought to you by my guys at thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly is the best. If you're thinking about a refinance, you should do it. I just did it. They saved me a ton of cash. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
My name's Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Does the Sox used to take the field to this, too?
And I hit dingers.
They hit a lot of dingers. Waddle, you save me some cash. I was debating against our old boss, who's a big Sox fan. We were throwing around some bets, like doing it dollars per game won. Yeah. And then there was a run differential thing in there where it was like $5 per every run difference.
Whoa, that would not have been pretty for you.
I turned that down. I go, look, best two out of three, bottle of wine. That's it. Bottle of wine. I don't. That way, after Saturday, the Cubs had lost the series. I wasn't stressing as much. On Sunday, the series had been lost. I just wanted the Cubs to win, to salvage something in the win column.
You were down. Dauber was down, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't like Friday. I was able to turn the damn game off. You know what I mean? It got bad.
And by the way, what's Mason doing when all those dingers are being planted in the seats in left?
It was a good selling point for a kid who I've gotten him back to start rooting for the Cubs again.
Ooh.
And I tweeted about it. And I'll play Benetti's shout out here in a bit. I got him back to rooting for the Cubs in general. But when the Sox and the Cubs play right now, he still roots for the Sox.
He's on the right side of history going forward.
So, yeah, I made him watch on the he wanted to watch the Benetti broadcast, so I made him watch on the phone, and I got the big screen.
Wow.
I still have some.
Some pull in that place?
Yeah, I still have some pull.
Yeah. I get it.
So, here was this was our buddy Jeff Passan on ESPN yesterday. For anyone who wants to say that the Sox don't get any love.
And Timmy, the scary part for everybody else in baseball is that this core is locked up now for almost half a decade. Tim Anderson at the top of the lineup, long-term contract. Yoan Moncada this offseason, long-term contract. Yasmani Grandal signed for 4 years. Jose Abreu signed for 3 years. Eloy Jimenez signed for 8 years. Luis Robert signed for 8 years. You go on and on and on. And, you know, Jason Benetti, our friend and the White Sox play-by-play announcer, when Jose Abreu hit that home run off Yu Darvish today, watching how far it went, said, oh, my goodness. That's what everybody says when they look at the White Sox lineup this year and the damage that they've been doing. They are slugging as a team almost 500 this year.
And Jeff and Tim, both with the great perspective on what the White Sox have done so far, 7 straight years for a lineup that I think we all can agree is a year early, making some headlines this year, especially in the AL Central.
There was on the network yesterday.
Look, I don't know that they have enough pitching, starting pitching in
they
that rotation.
They need one more to they become a serious World
Series
contender.
Can you imagine if Kopech was playing this year and actually was back to full speed and 100%?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to have some more bumps where Dallas Keuchel or another leader is probably going to have to get guys back in line. That's what happens with young teams. But if you're a Sox fan, you've got to be very excited about your future. You're excited about the present, there's no doubt. But your future, as Passan just described it, I mean, you really have Roberts and Jimenez locked up for 8 years each.
It's crazy. Patson Westmont. Pat, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how's it going today, boys?
We're good.
Hey, first thing I want to say is, hey, still be strong, man. God bless you, my friend, and I wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate it, Pat. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And Waddle, to you. First off, man, I'm listening. I feel like you're on the White Sox payroll there, my friend. Let's not forget that they started off this little hot streak against a very bad team with their sweep there. So, I mean, the pitching, you're right. You're spot on. They just don't have it this year. But let's not get too excited too early about this team.
How can you not be excited about that lineup on a day-in and day-out basis? Abreu hit 4 straight home runs in 4 plate appearances, separated by a day. I mean, did you see Robert hit a baseball that went 1,000 miles an hour out of the park?
Let's see that longevity. Let's see if that continues, and let's look at them in the field. How they looking in the field there?
I thought Tim Anderson looked great.
Of a butcher in the outfield.
I mean they're not strong in left field defensively, but I mean, Pat, how can you not say if you're a Sox fan that you're not over the moon excited about seeing that lineup on a day in and day out basis?
You take it on the north side, Pat.
You take it on the north side today.
I'm telling you though, you got to stop dissing our Cubs, man. Our Cubs, we love our Cubs here. You're alienating yourself, my friend. We love our Cubs, and we're going to be there.
I'll move back to Cincinnati, Pat, and I'll talk about the bad Reds thing.
Yeah, I get it. Look, I'm a dire Cubs fan. I get that same thing from Cubs fans, too. People think I'm too negative.
Oh, stop.
I like my team. The problem is I've been in like with my team the last 3 years. It's a good team. There have been some things that have been stressing me out, and it's certainly been worse. I'm not in love with my team, though. And what's worrying me is the opposite of what Passan said is – who's staying? What's the future of Javi? What's the future of Brian? What's the future of Theo?
Good questions.
All good. Robert and Lombard, really quick before the break here. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Sylvie Strong. Thoughts and prayers, my
friend.
Thank
you, Rob.
Wish you all the best. Just wanted to say just sort of a blanket comment here. The Sox, they look really exciting. They do. But the Cubs also have great starting pitching. And I think what you got to remember is earlier on in this season when the Cubs were hitting and the Sox didn't look so great and the Cubs pitching was so locked down, this series happens. Everybody's like, oh, maybe the Sox aren't quite there yet. Maybe the Cubs still have it. I think there's a very strong possibility we come into that last series at the end of the season. Maybe the Cubs have found a bit of their offensive mojo. You know, you have Darvish and Lester and Hendricks locked down and everybody's like, well, maybe the Cubs just, they're not done yet, you know? I think there's a lot to be excited about with the Sox, but if you really look at the talent potential both offensively and pitching and then the bullpen that's really come along, you know, I think there's a lot to like about this Cubs team that's just not gone away.
All right, thank you, Robert. A lot of Cubs fans not believing that the Sox are as good as they looked.
And they're very similar records. So I love the calls, 312-332-3776.
Get on!
We'll take more of your calls in 2 minutes. And was the most underrated Chicago baseball figure not even in the ballpark yesterday? I'll share that with you in 2 minutes.